Rob Stein, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. There's the Tafel Musik Ensemble getting things started in the noon hour with the help of conductor Jean Lamont, with music from The Fairy Queen by Henry Purcell, Overture, and Fairy Dance on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have joined you. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon with the musicians of Chamber Music Palm Beach, Florida. A little later, you're familiar with the Nocturne or Night Piece. We have a bit later its spiritual opposite, the Aubade or Day Piece. Two such works by French composer Edouard Lalot on the way. Not to mention more from the great Romanian composer George Enescu and a symphony concertante for cello and orchestra, all ahead. Next is the Ensemble Camerata Bern, led by Thomas Fury. They've got one of the many wonderful violin concertos by Antonio Vivaldi next, this one. In particular, a concerto for two violins and strings in B. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. Concerto for two violins and strings in B, one of Antonio Vivaldi's concertos, played by the Camerata Bern under conductor Thomas Fury on Kansas Public Radio. 12:23 now, and we await the Royal Scottish Orchestra with a symphony concertante, music for cello and orchestra, by George Enescu. That's in roughly 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. And Theodore Lawrence presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through 21st. Tickets and more at theodorelawrence.com. Here on the KU campus, it is 82 degrees. We have a 50% chance of some showers and thunderstorms a little later this afternoon. Tonight, 50% chance of showers, cloudy, and a low of 67. Tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s, and a chance of showers for Friday evening. We have something for you next, a performance of Chamber Music Palm Beach, Florida. You've heard, I'm sure, of the Nocturne, a piece that is played at nighttime or is meant to evoke the feeling or vibes of nighttime. It has an opposite, the aubade or day piece. Two examples of those next, two aubades by French composer Edouard Lalot, are next on KPR. From French composer Edouard Lalot, two aubades or day pieces played by the musicians of Chamber Music, Palm Beach, Florida, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:34 now, and the news from NPR at the top of the hour. Classics continue until 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us on a Thursday afternoon. Be sure to join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday at 6 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. We're joined now by the Royal Scottish Orchestra. Yesterday, we listened to the music of Romanian composer George Enescu and his marvelous Romanian Rhapsody No. 1. And I mentioned at the time that that was That and its second, Rhapsody, were some of his great early musical contributions, written in 1901, but it was around that same time that he also composed the following, essentially cello concerto, although he gave it the title Symphony Concertante. We'll listen to cellist Bjorn Sang and the Royal Scottish Orchestra, led by Scott Yu, on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony Concertante for cello and orchestra, composed in 1901 by George Enesco, played here by the Royal Scottish Orchestra and cellist Bjorn Sang on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 1 p.m. Stay tuned for NPR News. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Just a quick note, and this is for Lawrence residents, if you had any plans to visit the Lawrence Public Library today. Unfortunately, the Lawrence Public Library is closed today due to an unexpected power outage. I'll try to have the power back on as soon as they can, but for today, the Lawrence Public Library is closed. So, Port 4 News on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Kanes and local guest experts, sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available on the Kansas City PBS YouTube channel. This is KPR.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. More from English composer Haydn Wood. That was a tune called An 18th Century Scherzo. And we heard the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, led by David Lloyd Jones on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues, and we've got for you Beethoven in this 1 p.m. hour. We'll be joined a bit later by the Cleveland Orchestra for Symphony No. 4 in B-flat major, all ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Before we continue, though, just a quick note, and this is for Lawrence residents, or really anyone who was interested in visiting the Lawrence Public Library today. Unfortunately, the power is out at the Lawrence Public Library, so the library is closed down for the rest of today. We'll keep you posted with opening times as soon as we know them, but they wanted us to pass along that message. Lawrence Public Library closed for Thursday because of an unexpected power outage. We continue with chamber music by Franz Joseph Haydn and one of his many piano trios. This one is 41st, known as Jacob's Dream, a performance of the ensemble trio 1790, next on Kansas Public Radio. From Franz Joseph Haydn, Piano Trio No. 41, or Jacob's Dream, performed by Trio 1790 on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:25 now. With NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour, we've got classical music until 3 this afternoon. And it's Thursday, and that means Classics Live at 7 p.m. Tonight featuring local classical violinist and cellist Boris Vanier and Sasha Groshang, the St. Petersburg String Quartet has enjoyed an illustrious international career. Classics Live brings you their recent recital of Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. That'll be Classics Live tonight at 7 p.m. Then from 8 to 9, catch an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. Before we continue, just a quick note that the Lawrence Public Library here in Lawrence, Kansas, is closed this afternoon due to an unfortunate and unexpected power outage. The Lawrence Public Library closed for today, and we'll keep you posted with opening times just as soon as we know them. Ready now to bring you the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted here by Christoph von Dohnányi and a Beethoven symphony. This one composed in 1806. It's Beethoven's fourth symphony, next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Beethoven's Symphony No. 4 in B-flat major, performed by the Cleveland Orchestra and conductor Christoph von Dohnányi, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 2 p.m. and just about time for an update of NPR news headlines. That's going to be followed by our next hour of classical music, one in which we'll catch another symphony of a sort, a sort of early effort at writing a symphony by Sergei Rachmaninoff. That plus Samuel Barber's violin concerto. Not only that, we will have a special recording of a performance of a Gabriel Fauré violin sonata, one that was created in the KPR Live studios with the help of our former friend and beloved colleague, Chuck Smith, who passed away last month. We have a recording in the next hour to acknowledge our beloved friend, all just ahead on Kansas Public Radio, here on the KU campus. It is 83 degrees. We have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Going forward, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening as well. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. All things considered, today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News, Gaza City.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A famous romance in E-flat major by English composer Gerald Finzi, played by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, led by David Lloyd-Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you with a little more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. One that will bring us Isaac Stern and the New York Philharmonic with Samuel Barber's violin concerto. Also for violin and piano, a recording from KPR's live music studio of a performance of Gabriel Fauré's violin sonata, first part of his violin sonata, with Ben and Lolita Lisonskaya-Sayevich. A recording made with the help of our beloved friend and colleague and engineer Chuck Smith, a.k.a. Chubby Smith, a.k.a. Jeffrey Smith, who unfortunately passed away, sadly, last month. A recording to honor his memory coming up on Kansas Public Radio. We have the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin back next to enjoy music written early on in the life and career of Sergei Rachmaninoff, one of his first real efforts at symphonic writing in this so-called Youth Symphony in D minor, next on KPR. Some early music from Sergei Rachmaninoff and one of his first attempts at symphonic writing in the so-called Youth Symphony in D minor. We heard the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra there, led by Leonard Slatkin, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:24 now. We're about 10 minutes away from the New York Philharmonic and violinist Isaac Stern, bringing us Samuel Barber's violin concerto that's still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio. And Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com. We have a very special recording for you next, one that was made in the KPR Live Performance Studio not long ago, featuring violin and piano duo Ben and Lolita Lisovskaya-Sayevich. In this recording, they have for you the first movement of Gabriel Fauré's Violin Sonata. This was a recording that was made with the help of our beloved friend and colleague Chuck Smith, a.k.a. Chubby Smith, a.k.a. Jeffrey Smith, who unfortunately and sadly passed away last month. You may not have heard much from Chubby, but you always knew his work, especially with the recordings from the KPR Live Performance Studio, where he was very astute, dedicated, and talented at bringing out the best sound from all the musicians who came to visit us. This one is for Chubby, Fauré's first movement from his Violin Sonata No. 1, Ben and Lolita Lisovskaya-Sayevich, next on KPR. The first movement of Gabriel Fauré's Sonata for Violin and Piano No. 1, a performance by Ben and Lolita Lisovskaya-Sayevich, playing violin and piano respectively, from a recording of the KPR Live Music Studio made recently and made with the help of our beloved friend and colleague Chuck Smith, a.k.a. Chubby Smith, a.k.a. Jeffrey Smith, a beloved recording engineer who passed away, sadly, last month. We played that in remembrance of Chuck. R.I.P. Chuck Smith, we will certainly miss you and remember you always. You're going to have a chance tonight to hear another recording that Chuck Smith had a hand in making, featuring local classical violinist and cellist Boris Vanier and Sasa Groshang during tonight's Classics Live at 7 p.m. The St. Petersburg Quartet enjoyed an illustrious international career, and tonight's program brings you their recent recital of Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. Classics Live is tonight at 7 on KPR. We have the New York Philharmonic and violinist Isaac Stern, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, next on KPR, for Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1939, Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto, played by Isaac Stern and the New York Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's classical music. It's 3 o'clock and time for All Things Considered.